welcome, everybody. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and we'll be using the call sign K2BAR, the call sign of the Bergen Amish Radio Association. This is the TechNet. TechNet is run on behalf of the Bergen Amish Radio Association and the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, using the repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, a 2-meter repeater of Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey, operating on a frequency of 146.955 megahertz. The PL is 141.3, and of course the offset is minus 600 kilohertz. So, this net is about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural sciences that underlie our hobby and facilitate its communication. About our experiences, things we've done, things we aspire to do, things we aspire never to do again. Hopefully, it'll be a lively dialogue. So hopefully we'll get there. Now, in order to check into this net, we check in with our call sign, our name, and we, we give our call sign, our name, indicate whether we have a question, a comment, or for sale, swap, or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And you might ask, well, why would I check in if it's none of the above? Well, we can't kind of tailor the net to your needs and interests if we don't know if you're there. So before we start that, I got a couple other little pieces of information for you. We do have an email group. It's a closed Yahoo group, so not get spam from it. It's a ComTech group. Charlie, Oscar, Mike, Tango, Echo, Charlie, Hotel, Golf, Romeo, Oscar, Uniform, Papa. ComTech group at yahoogroups.com. So you can look for that. Or you can send me an email at whiskey2tango, W2TangoTangoTango at ARRL.net. And ask for membership. Neither here nor there. Either way, you'll get in. So, before we proceed with the check-ins, do we have a station who's willing to log for the net tonight? I do need a logger because I am mobile. Okay, I'll ask one more time. So I know, Howie, you're a little under the weather, so the answer's you don't need to step up. But are there any stations who will be willing to log tonight? Please call K2BAR. All righty, no problem. We'll do our best with what we got. So, are there any stations whose call signs begin with Alpha? Please call K2BAR. Okay, no Alphas. Are there any Novembers?
This is N8MAR. Can you read me?
Yes, sir. N8MAR, W2TTTK2BAR.
Gordon, good to be back on the air again. I'm just rewiring my rig right now.
Alrighty, very good. And what are your intentions tonight?
Just listening. I've got to shut it down so I can put my station back together, but I'll be here for at least 10 minutes.
Okay, very good. N8MAR, W2TTD. By the way, I will not be at Fairlawn tomorrow night, I don't believe, this time. Jeremy's game gets canceled. He's got a 7:30 game, so indulge in that rather than be at the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow night. All right, any other Novembers? All right, no Novembers, no further Novembers, all right. How about Whiskeys?
E-Alpha 2, Indiera Echo, Bob, and no traffic.
Okay, Bob, very good. Got you. Any other Whiskeys?
E-2 UMP in Pearl River and just listening.
Okay, Don, I have you with a comment. Jim, I have you just listening. W-2 UMP got you as well. All right, any other Whiskeys?
Whiskey 2 Sierra Echo, formerly WA2QBC. Bruce, good evening, Gordon.
Bruce, sweet call. Lots of tips, though. Don't get lost in the noise, dude. Whiskey 2 Sierra Echo. Nice. What are your intentions, Bruce?
Just listening for a little while. I've got another net that overlaps this one, so I kind of listen out of both ears.
Curious what that net is, but okay, very good. What is the other net?
An old group I belong to, we get together on EchoLink from my childhood days growing up in Queens.
Sweet. I guess this will be the first day you spring the new call on them. Although, my guess is you haven't updated your EchoLink. So you probably use QVC on your EchoLink. That's pretty funny. All right, very good. Congratulations. That's awesome. Nice call. Yes, but no, QVC, not QVC. Anyway, Nancy was making a joke about your old call sign. It's all good. All righty, any other whiskeys? Okay, Kilos.
Batu Echo in the Romeo, Howie in Terrytown, just listening. I will log. I've already started that, but I am missing. I know one went too fast and I missed it. Try to get a fill afterwards.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Howie. Any other Kilos?
KV2 in LA, just listening.
Bruce, KV2 in LA. Nice to hear you. Any other Kilos? Ready. Are there any stations on EchoLink via the K2FJ link? Okay, very good. Any other call signs on RF? Anybody? Alrighty, wow. You would have thought this is Monday night and everybody was watching the football game. Alrighty, just a couple of quick thoughts. We have WA2ISC, we have WA2UMP, we have W2JEK with a comment, we have N8MAR, we have, I'm doing this from memory, guys, so just bear with me here. We have A2EIR, K, God knows who did I miss. Oh, well. Whiskey 2 Sierra Echo. I think that's all. And we have N2FWI riding shotgun here. Fox Whiskey India. Do we have anybody else?
That's Charles.
Go ahead.
2CBV, Kilo, Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Victor. I got about 20 minutes, and I finally remembered to check in, so I'm supporting you guys.
Okay, Kilo, Kilo Delta 2, Charlie, Bravo, Victor. Your name, sir?
You have Todd, Tango, Oscar, Delta, Delta, and of course, Stanley, the silent partner. He's with me all the time. He's my guide dog. East Village, New York City.
Okay, thank you very much, Todd. Alrighty, did I miss any of the call signs that I've already checked in? Okay, Howie, I think I got everybody then. Well, let's move on right now to Don, W2JEK, K2BAR.
Yeah, K2BAR, Nanette, that's the township of Washington. Getting there. Building and we're facing the street in the back. Form of photo ID, like a driver's license or a passport. A photo ID, two forms. Still $15. Have a license, please bring your license and a copy of the license. Social security number, if you don't have a license, or get his FRN number from the FCC ahead of time. If you do not have a license, really have a license, you use the FR license. Calculator, devices of the calculator, such as cell phones, iPods, etc. That answers most of it. W2JZ.
Okay, Don, very good. Anybody have any questions about licensing or the test sessions coming up? At this time, please call. Okay, Don, do you have any follow-ups?
Not really. Paper upgrade on that. Fired. That is a general class of the issue.
Okay, very good. That's a good point. You know, God knows my wife is one of those, shall we say, paper generals. She passed the general written when it was a shared written with the technician. And she actually passed the Morse code test back then, too. But she only had to do five words for the novice in tech. Alrighty. Thank you, Don. Just curious, if anyone ever has their license expire, I'm going to give some advice here. I actually was able to, I talked with my son and he wasn't getting his license renewed last year. And so I simply made a phone call to the AROVEC and inquired, what do I have to do to help him get his license renewed? He says, and they said over the phone, well, does he want to renew his license? I said, yes. But, you know, he's a busy guy trying to do 50 things at once. What's his call? They asked. I gave it to him. They said, it'll be updated in about an hour or two. He'll be renewed in an hour or two. And that was the end of the conversation. So you can actually, because there's no fee involved these days, you can actually renew your license by simply calling the AROVEC and getting it done over the phone with just a, yep, I'd like that, yep, it gets done. It is rather amazing how the process has been streamlined. But keep in mind now, the FCC no longer sends you a paper license, so there's a way to download a paper license and print it. And I believe there's even a way to actually ask for one to be sent to you if you need an official copy. But there's a way to actually print the official copy as well on your own printer. So do keep that in mind. Alrighty. Anybody have any questions on this topic before we move on? We had two people. Don first.
My license can have to wait to mailed it on the four copies of the thing. So I got the one piece out. And
that's a beautiful thing. You know what I ran across in my pile of junk around my shack? It was a reprint in 2003, I think, or 2004, of my W-2 TTT license, which was issued in 1997. And because it was a request for a replacement at the time, they actually showed me the original grant date in 1997 of my extra, with the vanity call. So I thought that was rather amusing that I was actually able to figure out when my vanity call was actually issued. So I'd forgotten. I do remember when I went from advanced to extra, and that was during the National Boy Scout Jamboree in year 2001, on a lark, by the way. But that was a whole nother conversation for another day. All right. Who was the other station? Who had a comment?
Gordon, W2SE. Yeah, you go on the ULS login, and there's a section roundabout. You can search on Google, and Google will give you a clue as to which buttons to push on ULS to get to it. But log in, and you can get you can download basically a file of your license, and then you can print it out as many times as you want. And it will say official copy across the top of the large license. It's two pages, only one page has the actual license on it. And it's got the large license and the small pocket size license. And what I did is I printed out a few copies, one for the shack, one for the wallet, and one for the car. And that covers it all. And I've already converted EchoLink for what it's worth.
Very good. Yeah, I have to actually take some of my Boy Scout licenses that I'm trustee for and get those certified on EchoLink. But that would be handy to have multiple EchoLink tickets. Just saying. All righty, very good, Bruce. That's useful information. And as I said, the renewal process, I don't even think it matters if you're a league member. I think the league is just happy to see people renew. And they literally will just, you can literally phone it in. It's amazing. And since there are no fees, as I said, it's even easier. Well, congratulations. Anybody else?
W-A-2-I-S-E, I renewed online. It took a day for it to issue. Over.
Okay. Well, that works too. It depends on, you know, where they are in the processing and things like that. But, in general, the FCC's batch process runs about every hour, every 90 minutes. I forget what the cycle is these days. And they were having some processing issues a while back that have lingered. But fundamentally, if someone at a VEC enters, you know, the batch input, it'll be in the next hour and it'll be punched out by the time that's done. So it's really only about a 2-hour cycle. If you use the FCC's user interface, I'm not exactly sure why that takes longer, why it took an extra day. But very good. Thank you, Bob. That's interesting information. Anybody else?
Gordon, I think the batch processing runs now at 10 a.m. every morning on Tuesday a.m. through Saturday a.m. Sundays. At least that's how they do it for vanity call signs.
Oh, yeah. Well, vanities are a whole other thing, and my son does not have a vanity call, so that's a good point. Vanities may be yet different. Who knows? I'm coming up on mine. Mine's due in 2017. Nancy's due in 2016 sometime. I have to look that up, actually. Alrighty. Anybody else? Okay, very fine. Alrighty. I just want to do a quick demo for everybody. A lot of the repeaters we all hang around are increasingly going into dual FM digital mode. So 444-100, for instance, is a FM repeater owned by BCFMA, and surprise, surprise, it supports DMR, or Moto Turbo, as they call it. So, you know, you might be listening with your FM radio and, you know, get an earful of, you know, that can really kind of rattle the nerves of the household or even yourself. And, of course, here and on 442-900, the companion UHF machine, there's Fusion, which is also here. And I'll do a brief demonstration of what that sounds like here, but it doesn't sound too much different than Moto Turbo, a little different. Or Moto Turbo and DMR are essentially the same thing. But what you will find is that there's a way to monitor the repeater without going crazy. And that is to implement receive PL, so tone decode or receive PL, and set it to, at least in the case of these repeaters, 141.3, just like you do on the encode side. Set your tone decode to 141.3 as well, and that'll spare you having to listen to all the digital ratchet noise. So, but that does mean you're actually have to look at the S meter before you key up. And certainly digital users kind of an obligation to do that as well. I will point out that the Fusion users here and on 442-900 do have the option of having a radio that flips mode, as do the DMR users. So they can actually receive in either mode and auto-switch if they set the radio up correctly. So it's all good. So be advised of that, and we do want to have a harmonious relationship among those folks who are using digital as well as analog. Let's give you a quick demo. Okay, now you know why you don't want to listen to that all the time, right? Anybody with a question or a comment? Okay, well, there you go. So we've managed to demo that, but that would be one bit of advice I would encourage you all to do on the repeaters where there is digital co-resonant with your analog. If you have a FM-only radio, two things in your practices. One is look at the meter to make sure that, or release the PL to make sure that you can actually see or hear if channel's in use. The second is to set your tone decode so you don't have to listen to the digital noise. There was a QSO here a little bit last night after the digital net, or probably on Tuesday night after the digital net, where the conversation persisted a little bit. So that can be a little wearing on FM users, so that's a way for the FM users to get out from underneath that nonsense. All right, anybody else?
VIR.
Howie?
clearly they're going to have to segregate repeaters that are digital from those that are FM. This is probably, you know, this is kind of a temporary patch. You know, it may help digital get going, but I know I'd rather have separate repeaters and not have the problem. But I'm one of those rules. You know, this reminds you of the SSC and AM days, but I'm rather reluctant to go digital. But that's my preference. Back to you, W2TTT from K2EIR.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you're using it for, right? And right now people are just figuring out what they can use digital for. I mean, I've got a raft of applications for digital. And, you know, in all honesty, different digital app modes work better for different things. And my personal preference is probably at this point for Fusion, oddly enough. D-Star really is just unacceptable. I like DMR, or Moto Turbo, as they say, but there's some constraints to DMR that I don't know that we're going to be able to transcend. I think they're going to end up suffering from some of the same limitations by policy that D-Star has by lack of technology. There are things that DMR can do that the system operators are not allowing it to do, though it's kind of turning me off a little bit. I mean, it's okay. It's got some cool functionality for talking to people, but some of the cool reasons for, you know, a networked repeater is that you get to talk to a lot of different people in a lot of different places, and that's cool. But I can do that with a repeater, an FM repeater on an All-Star bridge, just like I could in D-Star with a D-Star reflector or with the like. And to their credit, there are some people coming up with some software solutions that allow Fusion users or MAR users to bridge in to D-Star users on the same reflector. It's still got a bit of an evolution because of people's policy decisions. Well, we don't want to mix with X, Y, or Z other type people. It's really kind of silly. Yeah, I think we should facilitate communication. That's the whole point. But whatever. Your point's well taken. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, before I had quite a bit of digital gear available to me, I felt that, and I still do, that the honest answer is, when you're talking local, use analog, and when you're talking, unless you have a technical purpose for using digital, when you're talking network, well, you might have to use a digital mode, because frankly, we don't have a lot of All-Star linked repeaters here. I will point out that if the digital here becomes a little unnerving to people, you are more than welcome to use 146.835. 146.835. It is in Blue Hill Plaza, right across the border in Rockland County in New Jersey, in New York. I mean, but it really is a functionally a New Jersey repeater in the Lower Hudson Valley. So feel free to make yourself available to it, or make it available to yourself. I'm the trustee, and it's signs the call sign NJ2 Bravo Sierra. Alrighty, Howie, over to you.
No further comments. I have the list of logins. Did you mean you want me to take over?
All right. Anybody else want to? Are there any comments for that first? Howie, I think we're done.
I was kind of hoping and expecting that, so that's fine. It's good to have it in the net every week, but you know, every week doesn't have to be a star-studded exponanza, whatever you want to call it.
Exactly. Well, I'm here. My son's game is in about a minute, so folks, I'm going to bid you adieu and say thank you to Howie for logging the net. And Howie, you put it up on the ComTech group. That'd be great. And appreciate everybody's participation tonight. And we'll rock and roll. So K2EIR and the rest of the fine multitude of the ComTech group here at the TechNet, this is K2BAR, W2TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. Goodbye.
Well, I will try to make it more often, guys. And just things keep coming up. But it's always enjoyable, even when it's a short one. KD2CBV.
KD2CBV from K2EIR. Good evening, Todd. I didn't have time to return your phone call. I just barely made it to the net. And just before the net started, I did call you in Hanley. But didn't get a reply. You're kind of scratchy into the repeater, but I didn't want to say hello. 82.